Hey friends, Federico here. It's 4:30 p.m. in Rome. We're just about to send issue 28 on Mac Stories Weekly to Club Mac Stories members in about 30 minutes, I think. Graham has scheduled the campaign on MailChimp, and I wanted to talk about briefly my writing process. Because I feel like I get asked about this a lot, and I never had a chance to fully explain the way that I write articles and, you know, stories and reviews. And I guess it's also, I want to talk about it because it's a kind of a process that is always in flux, always changing. So over the years, ever since high school, really, I've never been able to stuck with the practice of outlining a document, of outlining my thoughts in a, you know, with a sort of separate environment, separate writing environment. And never been, I try to use outliners. For example, I try to use Omni Outliner on iOS. I try to use, back when I was in high school, I tried to keep a separate paper sheet, you know, just to talk about sort of the outline of an essay that I was about to write. And when I started Mac Stories, I tried to understand whether I was, you know, gonna use outliners. And over the years, I have tried many, many apps to keep outlines and to kind of prepare a structure outside of my main document. And I've never been able to stick with it. And I've noticed, it's almost been 7 years now that I'm writing for Mac Stories, what I always go back to is I like to think about what I'm going to write for a very long time. Usually the articles that I prepare, even months in the making, or, you know, several weeks. And I'm never been the kind of writer that keeps multiple drafts of a document and then trashes them and starts over again. I've never been able to do that. It always makes me feel bad. I try to do that, to sort of shift my process to a draft-based evolution, if you will. So I write multiple drafts, and then I trash them, and then I start over. And every time I did that, I felt terrible, like I was wasting time. So what I notice is, what I like to do, I like to think about an article in my head for a very long time. And I start a document, an empty document, and I just write down bits of sentences, highlights, notes, comments, and it's not a very coherent structure. It's just, I try to capture different areas of my thoughts, different, again, bits of sentences here and there that don't really make any sense to others. They only make sense to me. And then I start writing after maybe even weeks, when it just hits me, you know, the spark of the inspiration, if you will. When it just hits me, I start writing. And having those comments, having those thoughts in the document helps me sort of go back into a different state of mind. As I go through my notes, as I go through my document, and I see something at the bottom, you know, some text that I added, I keep, you know, refining that. I keep writing on that. And what I notice is, if I try to have a separate outliner, what I did was I kept going back and forth between my outliner and my text editor, and I was never really getting any writing done. I was just jumping back and forth, writing in two different places instead of writing in a single place. So what my process, what it looks like is, I have my text editor, which these days is Ulysses, as you guys know. And I, as I write, already, I look at those thoughts that I added over the weeks, over the past few months. And then if I think of something new, I just make a note at the bottom of the document. So I'll just go back to that. And that also happens with footnotes, because you know that I like to have plenty of footnotes in my articles, in my reviews, and my opinion pieces. I keep adding stuff to the bottom of the document until I go back to it later. And I feel like this process really helps me sort of keep all my thoughts in a single place, where later they will become, you know, paragraphs, they will become footnotes, they will become links, they will become ideas that I need to develop further. And having this unification of the way that I write and the way that I take notes really, it really plays well with the way my brain approaches writing a review. And as I've also mentioned, the way that Ulysses clicks for me in this regard is by letting me keep notes, images, you know, all of these, if you will, metadata, sort of brain metadata inside of my document. It's really similar to this process that I have in my brain. So I do like, from a technical standpoint, I do like Outliners. They're great apps. Omni Outliner, even Task Paper. There's an excellent Task Paper mode in Editorial. But it's just, I find a struggle whenever I need to turn the outline into a document. And so even my iOS 9 review back in September was a huge project that I started back in late June. And I tried to keep a separate outline, but eventually I just went back to a single document in Markdown, and it was a mess of notes and thoughts and comments. But eventually it became a full piece, and it became, you know, this huge article, the biggest one that I've ever published to Mac Stories, and probably the best work, at least that I think is my best work, the one that I'm the most proud of. And so maybe it's not a really fancy way to organize my thoughts, and maybe it's not even a good way by most writing standards, but it works for me. And I thought it would be interesting to share it and to hear from you guys. Again, on Twitter, get in touch. I really do appreciate the comments. So I really want to know if anyone has a similar process, if you have any suggestions, if you have any, you know, tips. I'm always open to experimentation, but I feel like this is the kind of process that I like. So that's about 6 minutes on writing, and hopefully that'll be useful to someone. And if anything, you know, it's just kind of like therapy for me. So I hope you enjoyed that. We have Mac Stories Weekly coming out in 25 minutes. I hope you will enjoy that as well. I will talk to you later, guys. Ciao.